The MK Party has submitted a motion of no confidence to the Speaker of Parliament in accordance with Section 102, brackets 2 of the Constitutional Rule 129 of the National Assembly. My word, I've got everything in a row there. But nonetheless, the opposition, which is the MK Party, argues that the Republic, under the President's rule, has deteriorated economically, in governance, and in security. And backgrounding this is a response to the allegations of Police Commissioner Mokwenazi. Online, Professor Koos Malan, constitutional law expert and professor in the Department of Law at the University of Pretoria. Professor Malan, welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
A very interesting motion of no confidence, because one of the paragraphs or one of the sentences in it, written by John Chlopi, says that this vote of no confidence is not politically motivated. I'm confused. What is your feeling on that particular sentence?
I think one should regard that as pronunscripto, in other words, as if not being said.
That's a very, very nice legal way of saying it's absolute nonsense, isn't it?
It's actually the case, yeah. I mean, obviously, when you deal with things like motions of no confidence, you are dealing with the very center of political events, very center of political discourse. So there's really nothing in it, no meaning or no consequence should be attached to that, as far as I'm concerned. If one reads the motivation that the MK Party is advancing here, the various reasons that it's advancing for its motion of no confidence, that is really high politics in its center, namely allegations that the president and the president's and the government under the leadership of the president has failed in all material respects. Firstly, the government of national unity, but more importantly, actually, the government under the leadership of President Ramaphosa, dating back to 2018. It covers all respects. I mean, it's a question of increased crime, the alleged inability of the police to actually address the crime problem, economic mismanagement, reference to the higher and higher unemployment rate, lack of growth, inability to govern, national security concerns, the problem with accountability and lack of transparency, which also addresses the president's own conduct regarding his participation in the election of the ANC ANC leadership back in 2017. It covers everything. It covers everything. It really is a fully fledged attack on the presidency of Mr. Ramaphosa since he has taken over as president.
And what I find quite ironic is that if we didn't have a GNU, it's a document that the DA could have written.
That is absolutely so. And strictly speaking, I mean, if there are not considerations of political tactics involved in this, then such as, for example, that the DA would, as far as possible, seek to keep the government of national unity intact because it's part of it, and it also wants to avoid another kind of government, say under the leadership of MK or another leading person within the ANC, such as Paul Mashatile. If it wasn't for those considerations, most certainly the DA would have voted for it. But it just has to consider what the consequences of this should be, and precisely for that it is not supporting it. Not because it is not in principle supporting it. Most definitely, you're right, you're spot on. The DA is most certainly, their thinking is in step with us. But for reasons of political tactics, as it has already indicated, I think already yesterday evening, it cannot align itself with this.
Of course, there are questions of credibility when one sees the authors and the personalities behind this motion of no confidence in Cyril Ramaphosa, an impeached judge, for one, who was stripped of his pension and of other rights. Two, state capture suspects who've already appeared in court. The former president's daughter, who is a political bull in a china shop. I don't think I have to go further down the list to give the listener the idea of what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that, which reinforces the point that you're really dealing here with politics. Had the MK party been in government at the moment, most certainly there would have been much more considerations, much more reasons actually to bring a motion of no confidence against them, which just demonstrates to what extent one is dealing here with the question of political tactics. One is really dealing with the question of political power. It's a vigorous attempt to unseat Ramaphosa and to see to what extent the MK can possibly contribute towards an alternative government of which they would be part. I think that is what they envisage, part of the ANC, the anti-Ramaphosa section within the ANC most probably should also be part, apart then obviously from the EFF. So what is not mentioned here in the motion of no confidence, should it be successful, is what follows afterwards. But what follows afterwards is most certainly something that the MK party would consider as to their extreme benefit, since they would have a good chance of replacing Ramaphosa, replacing the ANC, the Ramaphosa ANC, as the MK would say, with something else which would include themselves.
Yeah, and as you've also accurately said, this motion to me also seems to be an appeal, I'll put it this way, to the divisions within the ANC to see whether they can sort of get people within the divided ANC to come onto their side to further erode the amount of people that support the ANC and to further erode the GNU.
Definitely, definitely. I think there are two considerations that one must take into account here, and that is that certainly you don't have any unity of any kind at the moment within the ANC. At the same time, you have the Ramaphosa faction within the ANC, which is getting weaker and weaker. Just the past weekend, there was a very good article by Piet Krookamp indicating that Ramaphosa is at the moment at its weakest spot ever. And precisely for that reason, it's the appropriate time for his opponents, and perhaps more accurately saying his enemies, to attack. That's the one thing, because they might put more pressure upon ANC members to actually exercise a choice. The second thing then, which brings one closer to the actual procedure that is being followed with a motion of confidence, before the actual voting takes place, there has to be a debate. And the debate will afford all opposition parties the opportunity, especially the MK then and the EFF, I suppose, to highlight all the mistakes, all the weaknesses, all the failures of Ramaphosa in person and his government. So it will really give them an opportunity on a very broad, sweeping basis to deal with what is certainly a very wide scale failure of the present government.
Do you think at the end of the day this vote of no confidence will make any difference, because there is enough of those who will vote against it? At the moment it will be a slender majority, but they'll certainly squeak it through. But do you think it's going to make any significant contribution to our national political landscape?
Can I rephrase the question a little bit?
Sure.
Not so much a contribution, but it will make a difference, I think, in the sense that it will most definitely further weaken Mr. Ramaphosa's position, even though eventually he will survive this motion of no confidence. But his weaknesses and his failures will be there during that debate, which obviously will be a very high-profile debate, televised debate, and so on. So it will be there for everybody to see not only for South African citizens, but for the world, on questions. These failures are on questions which really go to the root of the health of a state. I mean, the whole question of governmental instability, the whole question of the failure to combat violent crime. In other words, the failure of the state to actually protect the citizenry, the very survival of the state actually touches on those questions. And it seems to be that even though most certainly the MK and their own leadership and so on, previously when they were still within the ANC, are co-responsible for this. But for the moment, the entire focus will be on Ramaphosa and his party, and that will certainly, from a public perception perspective, further weaken him. And I think the next change that it will bring about is to weaken Mr. Ramaphosa's position within the ANC, which is at the moment, in fact, already underway. In contrast to his main opponent, which is the deputy president, Paul Mashatile, who apparently is in a stronger and stronger position, acting almost like a president, a head of state, and a head of government in the waiting. I mean, he undertakes international visits, he goes to China, he goes to France, and so on. And there seems to be no pressure upon him, in contrast to the position of the president. So in that sense, it will definitely make a difference in that it will reinforce the strength, so to say, of the challenger, which is not in the first place, that's interesting, which is at this stage not in the first place, the MK, but actually Mr. Mashatile, in contrast to Ramaphosa, who is really in a very frail position.
Indeed, and Paul Mashatile may not have a couch that got accidentally stuffed with dollars, but he certainly has a lot of questions to answer, does he, about the lush and luxurious places where he stays, attained by money that seems to be coming under more and more question.
Yes, that is so. So what you will have, let's say for a moment the motion of no confidence succeeds, then obviously a new president will have to be elected in order to, because the entire cabinet in that case will have to resign. And that will then necessitate the election of a new president. And I suppose the present deputy president will pull the necessary strings in order to get himself to be elected. But then everything starts again, unfortunately, yeah, or fortunately, starts anew. Because Mr. Mashatile clearly is in as a questionable position, if not more, than Mr. Ramaphosa. So the instability about which the MK is complaining here, or is simply going to continue. That is the situation that you have. We are dealing with a malaise, which not only addresses or is limited then to Mr. Ramaphosa's position, but it addresses the position of the entire African National Congress, regardless of who might be president afterwards.